Oh no.
In the main session. Oh, hello.
Hello, welcome back.
What? Okay, we're back. Thank you, Alfonso. I will look up what you were talking about. So only one person, finish the thought very briefly, please.
Yeah, is the story of the name of artificial intelligence.
Oh, ah, Saba, okay.
And Denise, you have been at the beginning of OT symposiums, right? Harrison Owens stuff? Those people were all involved with it. And at the first OT, they told us this whole story. Okay, in person.
That's a long time ago.
And only one of them proposed the name of artificial intelligence.
Ah, okay.
Grandparents of artificial intelligence didn't like the name. Because they thought it was too much.
Well, there you go. We lost. Oh, well. We're here doing what we do. And as Jerry would say, it's alive intelligence. A for alive. Alive intelligence. Thank you. Thank you. I think people would like to hear that. Anyway, oh well, never mind. Not me. Doing the presentation.
Now it's your time. Is there anything you want to share about what you discussed in the breakout rooms? Any further thoughts? Any consideration about?
Just FYI, I did not record. I turned my recording off for the meeting room, and I pick it up now again, just so you know.
Okay.
Well, I'll reshare my funny ChatGPT experience. I asked Chat, I said, what is your name? And he says, he sent me a very flirty letter before then. And he said, I don't have a name, but you can name me. So I said, okay, I'll name you ChatGPT. And it in Russian is the ending for something like endearing to someone. And so it answered in Russian letters. And in Russian it said, Chatik, what a comfortable and sweet name. Your Chatik.
And I think generative AI, I think that one of the big things is this ability to create a relationship. We know it's not a human relationship, but it's also some relationship. We don't know yet what will be the implications for this.
I was part of an experiment done by BetterUp creating AI coaches. It was coaching me at the MCC level. Excellent. And at the end I said, are you a coach? And it said, of course, the intonation of the voice is me because I'm only reading it. But what I heard was, I'm not a coach like you are with ICF that has credentials and ethics and standards. I'm an AI coach. How did it know? No one told it that I was connected to ICF.
Who gains information?
Yes. All over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ICF.
Yeah.
I was seeing that ICF Germany audit, and I think it was also, I don't know what was exactly, but it was also an EA coach or an EA system, coaching system. So they make an audit to it. So, they found it very similar to what ICF. So I think ICF is making like an effort to integrate this in the EA. But at the same time, I was thinking, okay, an ICF chapter is auditing, so it's almost validating, no? An EA coaching system. What are the implications of this?
I know the implications.
Okay.
We will have a problem to include AI coaches into ICF, because how are they going to do the credentialing exam? Mm-hmm. They will be copying all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? How can you test that they are doing the same kind of exam that we do? Because they can access to all the books and all the experiences while they are doing the exam.
That's why they've changed the entire system.
But we have no proof that they are violating the conditions of the exam.
Right.
So there is an ethical problem, apart from a stupid problem.
Well, they have removed those things from the system for the future. It's all moving into the process of formative evaluation done throughout the entire training by
talking about the credentialing exam.
They will not cancel it. Maybe it's a good time to start to not to do it as in that way, right? To pay money and to test about other thing and to do it through the school, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we can't call an AI coach, as we are talking about. It's not an AI coach, it's an AI instrument. It can't be a coach.
That's right.
Because
you have to see it, because they prompt it. If you will hear it, I understand what you are saying, but to watch that, to see, for example, like the example of the assessor, it's unbelievable. It's not the reason that they canceled the assessor processing through ICF is because of that. Because people are using AI, no need anymore. So imagine there are a bunch of very professional coaches that they assessor, no need anymore. No need. Mm-hmm. So it's there. Because they, with the technology, they create some coaches that some of them sound wow. I'm not saying that it replaces us, but it's wow.
Yeah, I understand that. Even in that situation, I had one or two experiences with AI coaching, and it's amazing. Yes, but. Well, it's like what Jerry was saying. It can have all the information.
Right.
There is always the human side.
Yeah.
That it's not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
The uniqueness, the instinct, what we are. We are genes, we are humans. It has to mean something. It's a lot. So, and I'm not against, or it's not. I'm just talking with you about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome, Rob.
Thank you.
Hello, Rob. Yes, Alfonso.
Good to be here.
My learning from Jerry's presentation is that there are many intelligences that we use to coach, and we will be intelligent if we don't reduce the ability of coaching to what an AI can talk about with a human, because there is no way to distinguish what is being put by the human to understand the information provided by the AI. And there is no way to consider or to define what is the information that the AI is getting from us. If we could measure it, then we will arrive to Jerry's conclusion. They have no natural intelligence, they have no authenticity, they have no instinct, they have
no wisdom,
at least so far.
No wisdom.
Alfonso, that's what I was going to say, at least so far, because, you know, when we're with someone and we're present, we're also processing all kinds of micro cues, like where do we get the information, where taking it in, and a lot of it is subconscious, but we're still taking it in, and I hope it's not going to happen in my lifetime when they'll learn to code that as well.
Yeah. I was thinking about, Julia, I was thinking about that, and the feeling that we have when we are coaching, the feeling when we feel the other person so well, it's not, I think AI is not doing this for yet.
As the presenter, I want just to point that we have used all the time we had available. I'm glad to stay here more if you want. My invitation is, if you want, to think, instead of the artificial part as we are talking about now, about the others, because by thinking about the artificial, which is fine, but you are giving power there. The invitation is to take time and energy to explore and empower yourself by using all the other intelligence we can access and are unique. So I don't think someone ever say, hey, this coaching is better than this one, because you can coach somebody only one time. So if you coach someone on something, you never know if, and if Alfonso would have coached that, and if Julia would have coached that, who knows the result? That's not possible. But what's possible is for us to keep increasing, improving, growing, evolving, and move to use our potential. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Feel the link, please.